What is up, everyone? Orlando with another episode of our Follow the Plan podcast series right here on Q. And today I sat down with Lara Gina himself, Felipe Costa, an absolute stud of a young man, a superstar, and one of the brightest prospects in the jiu-jitsu game around the world. He's a brown belt right here in Six Blades Jiu-Jitsu Team Maha, and he's just an amazing young man. We had a great conversation. The fact that he lives and breathes jiu-jitsu comes through in this conversation, and his dedication to his team and his friends is just so evident. He even gets a little emotional while talking about one of his closest friends, Victor Hugo, in his world championship that he just won. And we just had a great time talking, and I know a lot of you have been chomping at the bit to hear this podcast, so I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for listening. All right, first off, thank you, Felipe. I appreciate it. I say Felipe because my Mexican background, but how do you some people say Felipe, Philip, how do you prefer?
Felipe.
Felipe.
Here the guys usually call me like Felipe, but in Brazil it's like Felipe.
Felipe. All right. Yes. Well, thank you so much for making time today. We've been looking forward to this. I know everyone on the team and a lot of other people around the country have been excited knowing that you train here, and I've been so blessed. We've been so blessed to have you a part of
thank
the team,
you.
And everybody's been waiting for you to come on the podcast. So
thank you.
Thank you for making the time. I'm really excited about it.
Thank you.
First off, why don't you just introduce yourself for people outside of the team, other people who don't know you. You surprised us. I don't know how long you've been here now, 6 months or something? Something like that.
Here
at Team Maha, at least. But why don't you just let everybody know a little bit about you, where you're from, and we'll go from there.
Okay. So, man, first, I'm so happy to be here today talking with you. It's like my pleasure. I listen the other ones with Chandler, with Brian, and I was like, man, I need to be there. I want to talk with Orlando in this podcast. Let's do it. And yeah, so I'm happy to be here. And yeah, I'm here in Team Maha, I think 6 months now, and I'm really happy here. Like, I love the environment here. I love like that we always together. We feel like a family. And that's awesome. That is like, for sure, like Lionel's vibe, because he always like that. He always like dad. So he's like my dad. And I'm really happy to be here. I'm really happy for the training that I have, for the partners that I have. And yeah, so I think here it's like everyone trying to help everyone. And I try to help you guys as much as I can. So it's my pleasure. And yeah, so let's start. My name is Felipe. I am 22 years old. I born in a small city in Brazil. It's northeast, so it's like far away from everything in Brazil. And yeah, there, I born there. I start jiu-jitsu with 10 years old. And then when I start jiu-jitsu, when I find this sport that I love, I never stop anymore. I stay like connected with jiu-jitsu since that time until today. And I'm really happy for this, because jiu-jitsu, I think, changed my life, changed everything. Like, since I started jiu-jitsu, since I like saw everything, every tournament, I was like, man, I want to be there. I want to fight like that. I want to like compete like that. And
did you train at the same place your entire time in Brazil before you came to the States, or did you have different teams?
No, my entire time I trained in the same place with Sensei Ivaldo Alves. I was GB in Brazil, and like one small GB, but yeah, and I trained all my life with him. And
How did you come stateside? From my understanding, you and Victor are good friends, best friends, close friends. I don't know, but can you tell us, how did you get associated with Six Blades and get here stateside and become so popular now. You know, you're a bright young talent, brown belt. We all know, as humble as you are, I know how you're going to react to this. But the fact of the matter is, your level of jiu-jitsu is extremely high. And I think it's probably because of a lot of the people you train with, and there's other reasons, but the time and dedication you put into. But how did you get connected with Six Blades Jiu-Jitsu?
I know Victor like since my 15 years old, and we know each other because we have one same sponsor in Brazil.
Okay.
Yeah, this sponsor, I think, helped Victor in his first time that he went to America to fight the worlds. I think he was purple belt. And they helped me too in my first time to come to America. I was blue belt in 2018. I come to America, but I stay here on 5 days. I only fight the worlds and come back to Brazil. So, yeah. And Six Blades is one new team, so it's like what now, like 1 year, right. 1.5. So Victor went to Brazil in November for fight BJJ Stars, and he stayed in my sponsor house, like in the same sponsor house, and then my sponsor was like, man, Victor is coming. So you don't want to train with him, we can buy your tickets, you're gonna stay in the same house, you guys gonna stay together and make the camping to his fight. And I was like, man, it's my pleasure, I want to help him. So I went to Florianópolis, the city that Victor was there, and then we trained together. We already know like each other, so we are good friends. So was a good time, really good time. Because we stay together like I think like 2 weeks, 1.5 weeks, and train a lot. And yes, yeah, so Victor, we are talking, and Victor bring the subject. I bring the subject first. I was like, man, I want to come to America, I want to like live there, I want to like fight the best tournaments that you guys have there. I want to like be there. I want to live from jiu-jitsu. And he was like, man, so let's do it. I'm gonna help you. You want to come to Six Blades and you're gonna live with me. Like we're gonna train together. You're gonna be my partner. I was like, man, I want to like, I feel that this, if we do that, I'm gonna like improve my jiu-jitsu a lot, I'm gonna improve my person a lot, my personality. And he was like, man, so let's do it, let's come to Six Blades. I know that you're gonna have good training partners there, and for sure your jiu-jitsu is gonna improve. So, and he told me, man, my plans is come back to America in January, like, but was in quarantine here.
Oh yeah.
So we need go to Mexico, stay 15 days there, and then go to America. So.
And where'd you go first? Because I know you moved around a little bit. You were in Oklahoma City, right? When you came, you went straight to Lovato's, is that right?
Yeah. So yeah, Victor told me that, and we talked together with our sponsor in Brazil. And my sponsors are like, man, like we know that you have like amazing jiu-jitsu, so I think that is one good opportunity to you. So we're gonna help you, like in everything that you need, gonna buy your tickets, like, and let's go.
What has that been like for a young guy like you? Okay, you have the friendship with Victor, who's the best in the world, one of the best in the world, whatever you want to say. The fact of the matter is, pound for pound, big man, either way, he's one of the best in the world.
Yes.
What has that been like for you, not only having that relationship and to watch each other grow and to grow together, but to be able to come here and now you get to train regularly, you've become good friends with Rafael Lovato, Shanji, mm-hmm. and Victor, Steve Hargett, some of the world-class yes. jiu-jitsu players, and two of those guys who are already legends between mm-hmm. Shanji and Lovato.
Yes.
What's it been like just for you at 22 years old to love jiu-jitsu and then all of a sudden have this opportunity to train with some of the best to ever do it?
Mm-hmm. Man. It's like amazing. Like the first time that when I come to America, I landed in the airport here, Dallas Fort Worth. And then I remember that Lionel went to pick me up with Victor. So Lionel picked us up there and Lionel started talk with me and with Victor in the way because Victor gonna teach one seminar here. I think we arrived like Friday and Victor gonna teach one seminar here in Saturday. So we went to Lionel's house, stayed there for like until Saturday night. And then Saturday night we went to Oklahoma City. And then we stayed in Oklahoma City for like 2 months, I think. Because we stayed there training with Lovato. So I stayed 2 months like living with Lovato and Victor. And this was amazing experience because like always it's like pleasure be with Sensei Lovato because man, he's like so like focused in what he wants. Like if he knows that one tournament is coming, he gonna do like whatever he needs to be the champion of this tournament, you understand?
Yes.
Like he gonna train, he gonna make his schedule to work. So, and that's make me like improve myself a lot because I am 22 years old and was my first contact with like Lovato and Shanji when I went to America. I didn't know them before that. So, man, I always watched them, like before. When I was in Brazil, I always watched like Shanji fight, Lovato fights. Lovato, he moved to MMA, like, kind of like, how I can say, like, he changed to MMA like early, like Shanji fights so much jiu-jitsu, still fighting so much jiu-jitsu, but Lovato changed MMA, so he changed his eyes. He was like in MMA, but I keep watching. Like, I think I watched like 4 fights of him in MMA, and yeah, I always like follow him, and yeah, so this was one amazing experience. Because he's amazing people, he's amazing sensei, he knows a lot, like his knowledge is like crazy big. And yeah, I improved a lot myself and I improved a lot my jiu-jitsu there. So I stayed 2 months there and then Victor was moving to Austin. And I'm gonna live with Victor. So I moved to Austin with Victor. And then I stay in Austin one more month. Until, I think, no, one more month, but 2 weeks. And Lovato texts me because he needs partner to his fighting. Who's the number one? Mm-hmm. I think against Gilbert Burns. Mm-hmm. And I was training no-gi too because I need fight the no-gi pants. So I went to Oklahoma and then stayed there more like 2-3 weeks until his fight. And then there we drove to Austin and he fought against Gilbert Burns. And 1 week after we went to Nogi Pens. Then Nogi Pens I feel myself like good because It's my first time that I train only no gi. Okay. In Brazil, it's not common you train only no gi. Like in Brazil, usually it's like Friday you train no gi, you understand?
Okay, once a week.
Yeah, once a week. Yeah, okay. It's hard, you train like twice a week. It's more like gi. So this was the first time that I was like 1 month training only no gi. And man, when the no gi pants arrived, I was feeling good because I know what I did. I know like how I was training. And then I didn't see myself like in another place that was not like the first one. And then I fought against good guys. Like my final was one good fight. And I won the no gi pants. I won my division. And I lost in the open class. But this was one good experience because it was my first big tournament here in US. Like since I come to US, it was my first big one. And man, like when you go to another country to live from one sport, you need like you want to see results, you understand?
Right.
Like for me, before the no gi pants, I was like, man, like, I don't know if what I'm doing is like the right way, like, if it's gonna work. You have like a lot of questions in your mind, you understand what I'm saying? And then when I fight the no gi pants, this was my answer. I was like, man, I'm going the right way, like
following the right plan. It's working. The confidence, it helps that confidence. And
yeah,
that, even though you had the confidence, it's reassurance that everything you're doing is working, you're on the right path, and to just keep moving forward.
That's it. Like you need to answer your life. So like I think like everything that you do, you want to know, you want to have sure that you are going the right way. You are like walking for the white like target. You understand what I'm saying?
I've got a good question for you. You brought up MMA because of Lovato.
Yes.
And I know it with recent things that happened this week between Victor and for you. I mean, this is the question. Anytime someone is at the level of jiu-jitsu like you guys are, everyone wants to know now about MMA. And a lot of guys just going to stick to pure jiu-jitsu. And a lot of guys want to go dabble and see what it's like to get punched in the face.
Mm-hmm.
How about for you? Is this something possibly in your future? Have you ever trained in the MMA? Do you have any experience striking? Or is it anything that you ever think about in the future?
Mm-hmm. Man, like in Brazil, in my city, like we have like two good that train with me there, two like good MMA fights, and I always like help them to be aware to his fights, but I didn't like go to like strike. I only like stay in no gi and I try help as much as I can, but they never punch me, you understand? We always like train no gi. But, like, I have, like, this feeling because I saw the training, like, how they do. And, yeah, this is one possible thing. Like, I want to at least have one MMA fight. But now, only jiu-jitsu, I think about that, like, with 28 years old, 29 years old, because was when I'm gonna, like, I think this time I'm gonna like have my like I'm gonna have my results in jiu-jitsu. I'm gonna aware like get everything that I want in jiu-jitsu, and I want you this time to only like focus in jiu-jitsu. But this is one possible. I really want to fight MMA one day, but not now. Like
that's maybe nice to hear.
8 years, 9 years.
And at that point, you know, especially in mixed martial arts, at that point you'll be just arriving in the peak, the prime of your physical career. You know,
yes.
I mean, it's crazy to think when we watch you and when we look at you, you're such a strong, athletic guy, but you're only 22 years old.
Yes.
And it's good to hear you say that right now to focus on jiu-jitsu, to achieve the things you want in jiu-jitsu, because so many guys They want it now. They want results now. And so it's nice and refreshing to hear you have that patience and the calmness, knowing that one day the time will come, but right now is jujitsu.
Yes.
I think this is one reason why, you know, forbid the day that you ever move on somewhere else. I know you'll always be a part of the team, but you fit in so well here because Leonel, you know, we have other guests. We have other people come by. And when you arrived here, you fit in so well because of the vibe with Leonel. Leonel, you and Leonel are very similar. Light vibe, heavy jujitsu. You're a good young guy. And so I know it's nice because you can have a team like this. You can have somebody like Leonel leading the way. And we have such a good group of people here. And if you have a few bad apples, if you have a few people come in with ego, you know, anything like that without being humble, it could ruin a good thing. And I know that's something Leonel's cautious about. And so when you arrived, it was just very nice and refreshing to see such a high-level jiu-jitsu, but just such a nice, calm demeanor. You know, your personality fits in just perfect with Leonel and the rest of the team here. What's it like, you know, you're clearly, and this is no disrespect to myself or the rest of our team. There's levels to everything, right? What's it like for you being... the cream of the crop, if you will, here. We have good training partners, but your level is a higher level, and that's just the way it is. Are you still able to get good training here on the mats? It is nice that you're able to go to Oklahoma City. You go down to Austin regularly, go to Dallas with some of the other black belts around town. Has your jiu-jitsu grown? Has it been stagnant? Has it suffered any being here? Or how do you feel about the team here in general?
Man, like, I have in jiu-jitsu... For your training, you don't need like have like the partners of the same level. Like, for sure. Like, sometimes you want to like train like that. Sometimes you need train like that. But jiu-jitsu, you can improve in a lot of ways. Like, it's not like only the sparring time that is important in jiu-jitsu. So here, like. I need challenge myself, you understand? So this is one way that I feel that I am like improve a lot, because I need like train my, how I can say, like where I'm weak, like I don't like, for example, sometimes I mess up when I escape from, when the guy take my back, when and I try escape, sometimes I mess up there. So, okay, I'm going to train this.
So like, you can put yourself in those positions where you actually expose your vulnerabilities in order to make them better.
Yes, that's it. And that is one thing that a lot of people talk with me. So, like, Shange and Lovato say, like, man, like, you need to know how to train. Like, the training is not like, oh, I submit that guy 6 times today.
Right.
No, like, that's like, that's like stupid, man. Like,
it's not making you any better. It's not making him any better.
Yeah. So, when you know how to train, like, oh, I'm going to put myself in, like, the guy going to take my back, but I need escape here. And then, like, I need mount, and then maybe I need to submit him. But the thing is, like, when he take my back, he's training, because I am my weak spot there, right there. And he have good chances to submit me. And for sure, he gonna try. And for me, it's perfect. Because there, he gonna improve himself, like trying get the submission. I'm gonna improve myself, try escape. And like, it's gonna be like good for both. You understand what I'm saying? Both gonna improve. So I think that's one thing that you need know. Like, if you are like a athlete, you need to know how to train. Like, it's not like coming here, like be on the mats and try smash everyone. Like, no, this is like stupid. Like, you're not gonna win nothing. Like, you're not gonna get in nothing if you smash everyone today. Oh, I need to smash everyone today. No, man. Like, you need training good with everyone. You need like know how to how to improve yourself in a lot of ways. Because if I come here and every day, like, I play my best guard. Oh, I'm going to play my best guard here. I'm the guard that I use in all the tournaments here. I'm going to use today. Like, it's not make sense because I know that I can, like, do my things because the people here may don't know, like, how I'm going to do. But, man, like, why I'm going to do that? Right. Why? Why I'm not going to train? Bro. Yeah, there I'm going to stuck my jiu-jitsu. This is not jiu-jitsu. Like, for you come here and train jiu-jitsu, you need to know how to train. And this is including, like, white belts. Like, man, a lot of the times I like to train with white belts. I see a lot of people, a lot of, like, purple, brown, and black belts. Not here, but, like, in all my life, I see a lot of people that don't like to train with white belt because, oh, maybe white belt hurt because they don't know what they doing, so maybe they do one grip wrong and hurt. But, man, like, it's his, like, first week, and you are here, like, from, like, 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it's your job make this environment comfortable for him. Like, it's your job make him, like, arrive in your school because you train here. So it's your job making him feel, like, comfortable here, feel a safe environment. It's your job make that. So if you, like, hide for don't train with white belts, what are we gonna think? Like, oh, maybe I'm not, like, this is not my environment. Like, why no one wants to train with me? Like, why no one, like, it's like looking for me to train. So always when I have the opportunity, I like to train with white belt because, like, when I'm training with white belt, I want to, like, make him, like, do the things. I want to make him see how jiu-jitsu works. And it's not about, like, oh, I'm gonna let him do it, because this is, like, you're gonna let him do it everything and, like, he's not gonna improve. Like, you start to roll with him and then, oh, he make this grip, oh, I'm gonna break here, let me see what he gonna do. Oh, he make his grip in my wrist, oh, okay, now I need to do that, let me see what he gonna do it. And then you're gonna, like, put yourself to work and him to work too. So I think that is the mindset for training. It's not about you come to your school and, like, fight, do your best against everyone, you understand? Mm-hmm. It's about, like, how to train, how you need to know how to train, and you need to know, like, yourself. If you don't know yourself, man, you don't know, like, nothing. If you don't know, like, what is your strong spots and where is your weak spots, like, if you don't know about yourself, man, like, you don't know, like, nothing. Because it's your body, it's your game. So you need, the first thing that I think you need to know is about yourself. Like, you don't need, like, care about, like, know about your partner's game. You need, like, know first about your game. What you want to do, what's your goal, where you're gonna arrive, like, where is all the fight there for arriving, what position. So, like, that's it. Like, I think I do my best to know more about myself, to know what is my strong spots, what is my weak spots, and work that. Like, I want my strongest spots be more stronger and my weak spots be stronger. You understand?
Talking about training, this is something that I wanted to talk to you about because I see you guys. I see your life, and I wish, maybe, you know, envy is usually attached with a negative connotation. We should not be envious, but I think sometimes envy is okay. I envy the opportunity that you all have to live jiu-jitsu. You live jiu-jitsu night, day, morning. You train all of the time. In your free time, you're watching jiu-jitsu. When you're having lunch, you're talking about jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. Jiu-jitsu is your life. How do you not burn out as much as you train? How often do you train? Do you take regular days off? It seems like you train every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a regular schedule? Does it depend on what's going on? How often do you train, first off?
Yeah, this depends. Like, now we have like 7-6 months for the big goal in the year, that it's Worlds. Worlds was 1 week ago, but I already think in the next one that gonna be like in 6 months. So yeah, almost like a little bit more than 6 months. But yeah, I'm already thinking the next words. So all the schedule, all the things that I do in the year need be like for that day.
For, to prepare for Worlds.
For Worlds. So my schedule now, it's like we gonna like start the new schedule now. But before Worlds, man, I was trying training like every day jiu-jitsu for sure. And like 3 days a week, you do like one strength training. I like to do one strength training, and then 2 days cardio. That depends like how far you are from Worlds, like how long you have until Worlds. But I try like keep my body always in movement, like because my body, it's like it's what I need. Like if I have one healthy body, one strong body, I'm for sure I'm gonna be like good in the Worlds.
So basically no days off. Ultimately you might take days where you go a little lighter, but you basically train every day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, but like Sunday I try like use like day off. Sunday I try like relax. But I like to do like yoga. Like, I like to do, like, simple things for relax. But you need to know, like, when you're gonna have day offs. Like, you need to know how I just said. Like, you need to know about your body. Like, sometimes you are training, like, Monday, Tuesday, but Wednesday you already feel like tired because you train so much, like Monday and Tuesday, and Wednesday you already don't have like one good training because your body is tired, like you don't feel good. So you need to know, like I already train jiu-jitsu for like since my 10 years old. So you need to know, like, yo, Monday, if I do, for example, one strength and one jiu-jitsu training, it's good. Tuesday, I can do only jiu-jitsu or no. Like, I'm feeling good, I'm gonna do cardio. So you can try improve your cardio and then jiu-jitsu. Or Wednesday, I'm feel a little bit tired. Okay, so today I'm gonna stretch and jiu-jitsu. Yeah. Oh, Thursday, so I already feel better. Yeah, but before that, you have one schedule for follow. Oh, okay, I need train like stretch, I need stretch my body, I need train strength, and I need train my cardio. Okay, let's put this on the week. This day I'm gonna do that, this day I'm gonna do that. But before that, I already feel how I feel if I do this. Oh, I feel okay, so okay, let's keep the schedule. Oh no, I feel really tired on Thursday. Thursday, I cannot train anymore. I don't feel my body good. Okay, so it's something wrong in that day. So let's try change something. And then, like, you're gonna, like, test for, oh, this is my schedule. This schedule, I feel good every day. And my day off is the day that I need relax. I need, like, have a good time. And, like, when I say have a good time, it's like, in your day off, you don't need like stay on the bed, because it's your day off, you're gonna stay like 24 hours on the bed. But man, like go like hang out with your friends, go like watch a movie, go go do your things, like...
What other things do you do other than jiu-jitsu? Do you have any other hobbies? What do you enjoy? What is Felipe... All we know is Felipe is just jiu-jitsu. But what other things do you enjoy?
Man, I really like to... Like lakes, really like beaches, like... I really like movies, watch movies. I really like to go to like cinemas. Like, mm-hmm. I like, this is one good hobby. I like to be there and watch one big like screen. Like, and yeah, but.
Does burnout concern you? Or do you think, I mean, you've been doing it since the age of 10. Is it anything you're concerned about, or do you think you have a good enough balance?
Yeah, I think everything's about the environment that you have. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was 10 years old and my parents and my sensei was like, man, you're gonna be so good, like, you need to train more, you need to do that, put so much pressure on myself, for sure, I'm gonna hate this thing. Uh-huh. I don't want to be there. But man, like my parents was always like, man, you need study. Like you need study. You need like do that. Like never like they love that I do jiu-jitsu, but they never like put pressure. Man, go train, go do that, go do that. And my sensei was always like they treat me one good way always. Like, man, like, if you want to, like, be athlete, I'm gonna show you the, like, how you need to do, but, like, no pressure. Like, do your things, like, man, when you are 10 years old, the first thing that you need, like, be is a kid. Uh-huh. It's like, man, like 10 years old, you need, like, play games, you need do your things. Jiu-jitsu, gonna be one thing that's gonna be there, but it's not like the big like thing that you need to do. It's not training with 10 years old. With 10 years old, man, go have fun. Go right. Jiu-jitsu is your time to like have fun with your friends. And that's it. But one thing funny that happens, no funny, but like was a good experience for me. Because with 10 years old, when I start jiu-jitsu, I never train in kids class. I start in the adult class. I think, like, it's because in 2010, like, don't have class in my school, kids class. Don't have kids class in my school. And, man, when I saw jiu-jitsu, I was like, yeah, I want to that. And then
why jiu-jitsu?
That's a good question. Like, I remember that I was like always trying do like things, try new sports. Like I was one kid that don't stop. Like I always move, run, and my mom, my sister, she wanted train like something, and she just saw one that open, one gym close my house, like 10 minutes walking. So she wants to like go there for see, like have something for she does. But when she tell my mom about the new gym, my mom told her like, oh, good for you, like go, it's good, you keep your body movement. My sister is 8 years older than me.
Okay, so 8 years, 8 years old.
8 years old. So, yeah, older than me. So yes. I was like 10, she was like 18. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she talked with my mom, and my mom was like, oh, it's good for you, go train. And then my mom said like, oh, so bring Felipe with you, like take him with you, maybe he gonna like something there, and then he can do it. Because man, he don't stop in home, like he don't stop, he's run like all the home, like he don't stop. So
she wanted you to go burn some energy.
Yeah, go train jiu-jitsu, go do something. And then my sister bring me with her, and I was watching box. There was like two spaces, like have one like up, like one space
upstairs.
And the first space was training, like the guys was training boxing. And my sister really loves boxing. Okay. So she stayed there and I stayed there watching box. And the wife of my sensei's wife come to talk with me and she was like, oh, it's having training, jiu-jitsu training upstairs too. I think you're gonna like, you don't want to go there and watch. And I was like, no, I like boxing. I want to do boxing. I'm gonna say to my mom that I like boxing. I think I'm gonna start training boxing. And she was like, yeah, but have jiu-jitsu too. Jiu-jitsu is a good option. It's the training is like happening upstairs. Just like, okay, maybe I'm gonna see, but I'm sure that I want to box. And she was like, okay. And then I stayed more like 10 minutes watching box. But I was like, yeah, I'm gonna see jiu-jitsu, but I want to box. And then I go upstairs. Man, I remember that when I saw jiu-jitsu, I remember that in my mind was like, no box. I want jiu-jitsu. And then, man, I sit on the chairs and I was like, man, that's awesome. How the guy did that? And the guy was doing like one real neck choke. Uh-huh. And I was like, man, I never see that in my life. Like, how they do that? And 10 years old, everything's new for me. So yeah, I remember that when I come back to home, I was like, mom, I want jiu-jitsu. I need buy one gi. I need like do my registration of the school. And I want to train. I need to do that. I already talk with the woman there. I need to do. And my mom was like, okay, you're gonna do. But the gi is expensive. I'm gonna buy the gi and you're not gonna stop in 1 week. And I was like, no, I'm gonna train every week, I'm gonna train every day. And she was like, you sure? Like, if I buy the gi, it's expensive, and then if you stop training, what I'm gonna do with this gi? And I was like, no, I'm not gonna stop. And then we went to, like, the other day, like this was Monday, Tuesday I like talk so much with my mom, and my mom was like, so mad with me because I didn't stop talk about jiu-jitsu. And Tuesday my mom went to she take me with her. We went to the place to buy one gi because they didn't sell in the school. So we went to another place to buy and we bought the gi. And then we come back to the school in the same day. Like, we bought the gi like 4 p.m. And then, like, straight when we come back, straight to jiu-jitsu. And then I was like so excited. I'm gonna have my first training. When I arrived on the school, my sensei was like laid down on the mat. And I was like, oh, let's train. And my sensei was like, man, I'm so sorry, but today we don't have class. Tomorrow. And I was like, no way. Like,
so you had to wait another day.
Yeah, so I wait. And Wednesday, I was there. And it was my first training. And man, like, I remember, like, everything about my first training. Like, that's, I remember, so cool. like what I learned, like, hip escape bearing down. I learned about Kimura. So my first day, man, I was like,
you were hooked.
Yeah, was when I feel my life like boom, like change.
At the age of 10, that's pretty amazing, you know?
Man, I was like, and everyone, like, I feel that everyone on the match was not like, oh man, we have one kid on the match, like 10 years old. No, it was not like that. Everyone wants to like train with me. Like, everyone was like adults, like everyone, like, like the most graduate there was like blue, I think. So I have like 3 blue belts and like 3 white belts. And man, everyone was like, man, it's so amazing that this kid is here. And I was not one kid that I stay on the mat and I don't stop. I want to run all the way. Man, on the mat was like, everything was so impressive for me that, man, my attention was always my sensei. Like, I stay, I like sit down and stay pay attention in everything that he talk. And I think if I was one kid that don't stop, you run all the way and move so much and they want to like play games all the time, no one, like for sure, because I'm gonna like mess up with the training.
Right.
But I was one kid that, man, I sit down and stay there, like watching the training. And everyone was so impressive because it was, I think, the first kid that, like, pay attention. Like, they saw and they was like, man, that kid is crazy. Like, he doesn't like... And everyone think that I'm, like, dead in home. So they go to my mom and they was like, man, how, like, this kid stay like that? He's like that all the time. And my mom, no, it's only here. I'm impressive too. Like in home, he run for everything. And he like break my things. But here, that's impressive. Like, and...
Do you still keep in touch with your sensei back home? Your first
sensei? Yeah. I always talk with him.
Oh, good.
Like, man, he's like my dad because he knows me since my 10 years old. And he was there in all my competition. And when, like, I moved to U.S., he was the first one, like, before I talk with my mom and my dad in home, I went to talk with him. And because I knew that the first thing that he gonna think is about my athlete life. Because in home, in Brazil, I was in college. I was in my last year in college. I did physiotherapy college in Brazil. So I was in my last year. But man, I was feeling like, man, I need to go to US. Like I want to go to US. So I know that the first thing that he gonna think is in the athlete. And he knows about like my jiu-jitsu. He knows about myself. So the first people that I went to talk was with him. And we have like so good talk, like he told me everything that he thinks that gonna happen. And he knew that the best option for I come to America is with Victor, because he knew that I have a good friendship with Victor, and Victor gonna take care of me, you understand?
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah, I need someone like
a mentor.
I think, yeah, you need. And Victor was that one that I was like close with him. But man, after that, I think God was so amazing with me. He's so amazing with me because he put in my life, man, like so many good people. So like after I went to America, I always say that man, like I know now amazing people that experience, like,
you could have ended up places.
It's wolf.
Unfortunately, in jiu-jitsu, as much as we love jiu-jitsu, unfortunately, just like anything else, there's some parts of it that people take advantage of.
Yes.
There's some teams, there's some coaches, they would just use you, mm-hmm. or you show up. And if you would have showed up to a different team, there's other good teams too, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure.
saying this is the only good team. But there are also some teams out there that are not so good to their people.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily for you, you ended up in a really good place.
Man, yeah, man, really, God is so good. He's amazing. Like, he put me in one place that have amazing people and amazing, like, coaches that, man, like, I'm so, like, happy to have, for example, Lionel, Victor, Lovato, Shand, Steve, like all the peoples that I meet after I come to America. I'm so happy to have these people in my life because it's peoples that, like, they can help me, they want to help me, and I know that the only thing that gonna depend now, it's me, like, yeah, and I know that if depends, like, it's if depends about me, I'm gonna do it. I know, like, that I don't want to mess up with this opportunity. So everything that I can do it to, like, hold this opportunity, I'm gonna do it. And, like, I am in one place, man, that I'm feeling home. Like, I'm really proud to be in Six Blades Jiu-Jitsu because, man, like, I feel at home. I feel that everyone wants to like good things for me, and I know that I'm gonna like, I want to good things for everyone. Like, no, like I always want to like good things for everyone. I know that Victor's, it's my Victor. Xande Victor's is my Victor. Lovato Victor's, it's my Victor. Lionel's, it's my Victor. So me, like, I feel, I for sure, I don't feel the same. But when Victor won his first title in the Black Belt World this weekend, man, I feel like, man, yeah.
You this, were a part of that.
Yeah, yeah, like, I won that too, like, and yeah, that was awesome. Like, I'm really proud of Victor because I know how he, like, worked hard for that. And yeah, like, it's crazy, like, the feeling, like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
What, speaking of opportunities, there's going to be a lot of opportunities in 2022. And what do you plan? My guess is it's going to be a big year for you.
Yeah.
And what does that look like for you?
Man, I'm so excited. I am really excited to 2022 because it's going to be one big year. I want to, like, fight the most competitions that I can. I want to fight like more than I fought in 2021. And yeah, now I feel that the world is coming again. I feel that it's one new opportunity, like have another pain. So it's one new opportunity. And I want to like show my jiu-jitsu for everyone. It's not about win or lose. It's about like I show my style for everyone. You understand? It's about I show like myself. I show like what I can do. I show like that I'm there. You understand? I want to show like, oh, like I'm here. Like I'm here. Like I can fight against everyone. I can like do myself against everyone. I can like do my positions against everyone, and that's it. I want to like enjoy like the people that is with me, and I want to learn. I think that is the big goal. It's learn, because I think I can learn like this is like what I always think, like everyone have one thing to teach, like everyone. For example, you can teach me something, like Lionel can teach me something, Lovato can teach me something, Xande can teach me something, Victor can teach something, the blue belts here can teach me some things, the white belts can teach me something, the purple, the brown. So everyone here can teach something. But it's about me. It's about if I'm able to learn, you understand? Yes. If I want to learn. And if I learn something with, like, everyone there, it's in my life, I know that I'm going to be, like, 100 better in the end of the year. So, in the end of the day. So, I want to be able to learn, and I want to learn. So that's the big goal. It's learn not only about jiu-jitsu. For sure, I want to learn so much about jiu-jitsu. But my goal is to learn about the life. It's learn about, like, everything. So if you have something, for sure, I'm going to be in your foot to learn.
Well, listen, that would be a perfect way for us to wrap it up and close it. But I feel like I would not be doing my job if I brought something up. This wasn't planned, but just now when we were talking about Victor,
mm-hmm.
and you were talking about his victory, yes. you got a little emotional.
Yes.
And that's very rare amongst men. That's very rare amongst athletes. Other sports, we all care about our teammates, basketball players, football players, but there's something about combat sports and the martial arts. Maybe it's because of the intimacy of training yes. together, but I wasn't going to say anything, but I feel like I would not be doing my job to share that yeah. with the listeners. But you got emotional. A 22-year-old man with so much joy because one of his best friends just won the world title. And when you were telling me that story, you shed a little bit of a tear. Explain that to me. How does that happen? What is that about?
Man, I think this year I get like so close with Victor, like more than before, because before he was in America and I was in Brazil, but we always like talking in like Instagram and WhatsApp, but we was not like so close like we are now. And man, like I know like that everything that he does, like I know like everything about him. Like I can say that I know he's like how he is, you understand? And I know how much he wants that title. Like I see like myself in him. So if his victory, it's my victory. And I know that if my victory is his victory is true. So I'm like really happy for him, really happy. And I really like, I don't know, like I really want you that he grow up so much, and I want to be the best one, but man, like it's nothing that if you don't have no one to share this way with you. And I think this is the people that share the way with me, you understand what I'm saying? So he's Victor, it's my Victor. And man, I think he is like my best friend. He's my brother, and I always gonna be happy for him. And I'm sure that he always gonna be happy for me. And that's like awesome. Like, don't know how to explain, but.
Well, listen, that was a better closing than finishing 3 minutes ago. So thank you so much for the time
thank
today,
so
brother.
Much.
I appreciate
thank
it.
So much.
And we'll do this again after Worlds next year.
Nice.
And,
let's do it.
And we'll share your victory.
Yeah,
it will
I'm
be,
gonna
it
bring
be your
the
personal
gold.
Victory.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring the gold next year. I'm so excited. I'm gonna do my best and like. Let's do it. I'm going to bring the...
Real quick, everybody knows Team Maha here, Six Blades. You mentioned your sponsors.
Yes.
Would you like to mention your sponsors as we close? And let everybody know where they can follow you on Instagram, Twitter, anything else you're on. Let everybody know so they can find you.
Yeah, so, like, for sure, I'm always, like, grateful for Team Maha. I always grateful for, like, Maha families. And I always like grateful for Six Blades. I'm proud to be part of the team. And now like I have the gi sponsor, Brave Kimonos. Yeah, it's like man, they helped me a lot in the last months, and I'm really proud to be part of the team because it's like amazing, you know, that I don't know the guy like in person, but he already like helped me a lot, and I'm so grateful for being part of the team. And my sponsor in Brazil, the ONG RDA, and yeah, I'm really like thank you for everyone that it's in. And
right,
if you want to like follow me in the Instagram, my Instagram it's Felipe Costa JJ.
Felipe Costa JJ on Instagram, and
yes.
I'll make sure I put it on. Everybody will be able to find it whenever I put the episode out as well.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you all for listening.
And
we look forward to it. Take care.